Well, very happy Saturday afternoon, 4:09 here on WGN. John Hansen here with Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Very honored to be joined right now across from me, Judge Jim McCluskey from DuPage County, the 18th Circuit District. How do you say that?
18th Judicial Circuit.
18th Judicial Circuit. And you do a lot of things. And I looked on the website and it said you're a chancery judge. What is that?
Well, chancery handles all of mostly non-jury type of cases, although you have jury trials in chancery, but they'll do shareholders' disputes, injunctive type of work. You'll have disputes among municipalities, declaratory judgment actions by insurance companies, various partition suits in real estate, anything that is, let's say, other than a breach of contract, which is civil division, and tort law, which is personal injury. Mm-hmm. Chancery handles a whole kaleidoscope of cases that people have disputes on, and probate. Probate's one a big thing. Guardianship, that's another big issue. So, and evictions, of course, in the court that I sit in, among other matters that I handle in chancery court. But it handles and foreclosures also. So there is a variety of work to be had in the chancery court in DuPage County.
And until earlier this year, you were the only one handling evictions in DuPage County, or one of the few.
That's true. Yeah. And you're talking almost a million people in DuPage County, and I was assigned to handling all of the evictions, residential eviction cases, and the townhouse condominium association cases, in which Illinois is the only state in the United States that allows a person who is behind on their assessment, a homeowner, to be evicted by their homeowners association.
Instead of by the owner directly.
Instead of by the owner, by the mortgage company. So if the owner is behind on their assessments, but they're up to date on their mortgage payments, they could still be evicted by the homeowners association for being behind on their payment of their monthly assessments.
And we're the only state in the union that does that.
We're the only state that allows that, yes.
Interesting. When we hear that there's been a moratorium on evictions and you're handling eviction cases, I'm picturing in my head an empty courtroom, nothing to do. But is that the case? Like, what is happening in eviction cases, even with a moratorium in place?
I have that's what you just said, John, is what people say to me all the time. So yeah. I guess you have nothing to do. Not true.
Okay.
There is a lot of we have a phase-in program to allow the landlords to file cases in this court with respect to evictions. Of course, you have commercial evictions. I handle commercial evictions, too, on like shopping center evictions. They also, if there's a health, safety, or property risk caused by the tenant, that's an exception to the moratorium.
So that can still be brought in, okay.
And I get several of those, and I have to have evidentiary hearings for that. Mm-hmm. I can't just accept what the landlord says or what the tenant says, and I have to give the tenant their opportunity to be heard in court. So I allow that, but I have to have an evidentiary hearing, and it must be an immediate serious harm to the other tenants or to a risk to property in order for them to prevail on that.
But if it's someone that hasn't paid rent for a long time, right, has that even gotten to your courtroom yet? Or like, and you can make a ruling, but you have to wait till the moratorium's over till anything can happen? Or are they not even allowed to start the proceedings for an eviction?
They're allowed. You have cases that have been hanging around before pre-COVID.
Right.
Okay. And if they are, quote, not considered covered persons. The Illinois Supreme Court has a form, and it is called a plaintiff certification from exemption from the eviction. The Supreme Court has prepared forms in which they require the landlord, prior to filing the suit, to send that form to the tenant to determine whether the tenant's a covered person or not a covered person. And unfortunately, most of the tenants do not fill out that form that are before me. There was a majority of them do, but the ones that are before me don't. And so I have a second bite at the apple, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I can question the tenants to see they're actually covered. And I mean, they have various points, and one of the major points is, does that tenant have income of $99,000 a year, or a joint income if they're a husband and wife, if they have $198,000.
Okay.
99.9% of the people come before me do not have that type of income.
Right.
So I'm able to ask those type of questions. That's the first peg that I'm able to ask to determine if they're a covered person. And they have to. It has to be COVID-related that they are unable to work at the present time, which a majority of them are unable to work due to COVID restrictions,
mm-hmm.
although that is now opening up. Okay, there's mm-hmm. a lot of people, a lot of employers that are looking for employees to come back to work.
So, you know, I think a lot of people, I mean, this is a very political issue about whether moratorium should be extended or not. I'm not going to ask you politically about that aspect because that's not under your control or your purview. But it certainly has caused a backlog, and we're about to see maybe the floodgates open once this happens. Is there a talk within judicial systems about how to handle that?
There is. The chief judge of our circuit, Kenneth Popejoy, is on top of this. What he also is discussing this with other chief judges in Illinois. There's 102 counties in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many as many circuits in Illinois. DuPage County is such a large population; they're their own circuit, as is Cook County. But they're among the chief judges. They discuss what needs to be done with the in concert with the Illinois Supreme Court. The Illinois Supreme Court has done an excellent job with respect to keeping on top of the different circuits and that what's their backlog is, what's going to occur. They have started mediation programs in order to speak with the tenants and the landlords in order to at least when this opens up, and it is supposed to open up September 1st,
mm-hmm.
okay, the moratorium is going to be lifted, how to assist the tenants. We need to have legal representation for the tenants. We have to have housing for the tenants. And, of course, we have rental assistance through the form of grants for the tenants. And so the court system is prepared for that. You're never prepared for some of the things that come down the pike, but they're getting as prepared as best as they can.
And you talk about preparing the tenants. You handed me a couple cards that you say a lot of tenants get when they enter the courtroom.
Right.
'Cause I imagine, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you want tenants to at least be armed with the options that they are afforded and legally allowed to have.
That's absolutely right. I have a person comes in every day from Prairie State Legal Services. Prairie State Legal Services is a non-profit legal organization that covers our county, covers several counties outside of Chicago in the north, I would say northeast section of Illinois. They have different legal aid organizations throughout Illinois, but we deal with Prairie State Legal Service. They are there to assist them when tenants come on Zoom. They can handle a Zoom call or in person. I would always suggest that the tenants come in person because they have the one-on-one relationship with the Prairie State legal attorney. And we have them available. The Illinois State Bar Association, I'll correct that, the DuPage County Bar Association. Mm-hmm. The DuPage County Bar Association has volunteers available, and they have been very gracious to work with the court system in providing legal advice and to be on site in my courtroom to discuss it with the tenants before the tenants have to step before me and represent themselves. Any type of representation, legal representation I can get on a volunteer basis, I encourage that.
Okay. I want to get into the why, but we got to take a quick commercial break. This is Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. In fact, we have one of the past presidents of the Illinois State Bar Association, Judge McCluskey, here after this on WGN. Let's Get Legal here on WGN. John Hanson. We're powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. And Judge McCluskey, you were one of the past presidents, right?
Yes. About 3 years ago, I was president of the Illinois State Bar Association.
I imagine it's a high honor.
Took some effort to get elected, but, you know, the people that you meet are relationships that you keep forever.
Yeah.
And you meet a lot of lawyers from different areas of the state that you would never have that opportunity to do unless you're president of the Illinois State Bar Association.
That's great. We're talking about evictions specifically and the moratorium ending. All right, so what's next for people? And you talked about, you know, the resources that you want tenants to have. And right. You handed me a couple cards, and we talked about some things. Why do you do that? I imagine not every judge in the country aims to have their tenants as well-armed as you do. Is it partly because of your past and what you've done in previous litigation? Or
well, I think it's part of, you know, the Illinois Supreme Court has really made an effort in trying to make as good of effort or as great effort they have made, it still doesn't fill the gap on access to justice. So I think it's incumbent upon every judge in a courtroom to make sure that the tenants, because 99% of the tenants in front of me are unrepresented, and you know they probably have been in traffic court, but their experience to the court system is very, very limited, and they're intimidated. So you have to be able to assist them and understand what their rights are. So what I do is I give them the continuum of care packet, and I explain it to them about the Catholic Charities, Family Shelter Service, DuPage PADS Outreach, the county intake and referral system, and that system helps them with respect to either finding housing or rental assistance. Mm-hmm. As you know, we have a rental assistance program that has been funded to the by the federal government to the state of Illinois and then down through the counties. DuPage County is making every effort they can to make sure that the tenants and the landlords get together, fill out the proper documentation in order to obtain funds.
That's a great point, because the number, there's a wide gap in between the number, I don't know how it is specifically to DuPage County, but the federal number, it was like $45 billion had been allocated, but only $4 billion, and I'm speaking roughly, had been spent yet, or distributed, I should say.
Right. The distributing process, because you have to filter through all the governmental agencies, has taken some time. It is the program is a good one, which is in place now. It is up to $25,000 per landlord tenant. So every tenant can, if they qualify, if they so qualify, get up to $25,000 of relief of rental payments. So the it goes back for a period of 12 months and forward for 3 months. But then it is the relief if they do qualify for the program, they get some relief from when the moratorium is lifted for approximately a 3 month period. Now it's all by a case by case basis, but that's the whole idea of the rental assistance program, is to ease these people into, they have to have a plan. Mm-hmm. They have to know where they're going. I tell that to every tenant. I said, this is not going to last forever, so you have to be prepared. And that's part of what the DuPage County county intake system does, the Catholic Charities does, the Family Shelter System under the DuPage Continuum Care Program. But also the Rental Assistance Program is a good program. But we also offer mediation services.
Yeah.
And let me tell you about the mediation services. DuPage County, under the guise of the Chief Judge Kenneth Popejoy and with the assistance of his administrator, Susan Armstrong, have done a great job. And also it's going to be handled by an administrator by the name of Kimberly Verrist, and she handles the mandatory arbitration call. They are in the process of hiring a full-time employee to handle mediation coordination for eviction cases.
So what does that mean? You're pairing together the tenant and the landlord to try and figure something out, to find a middle ground?
Try to settle the case and work out a transition when they can move out with a payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
That is the big issue. Sometimes if the tenant owes X dollars, and they cannot pay that. Let's say you owe $10,000.
Yeah.
The whole idea of the mediation program, and we're now going to be in the process of training the mediators too. And then once they get into the system, they will sit down with the, and we will require it, they will sit down with the landlord's attorneys and attempt to work out payment programs. So these people, the goal is to have them stay in their rent, in their rental unit. That's the goal, for them to stay in their home. And after you can work out an agreement, when you explain it to these people, the whole idea is going to be a better, smoother transition.
Mm-hmm.
Because if on September 1st, he lifts the moratorium, what we do not want is a flood of cases coming in and a judge sitting behind the desk or behind the bench and just doing eviction orders.
One, two, three after the other. Right.
That's why we send them to a mediation process. Mediation is the way to go. It's been the way to go in the law for many, many years. And now it's time in the eviction court. And the assistance from these mediators will help assist the tenants. Because, again, tenants are unrepresented. That's the whole goal, is the mediator to work it out. There will be licensed attorneys to work it out with the landlord's attorneys.
How hard is it to handle these cases? I mean, I imagine it must be heart-wrenching in many ways. And you, you're a judge. This is what you signed up for. But you have a heart. You're a kind person. We've talked off air. Your wonderful wife is here, too. Like, you're a human being, too. How hard is it to deal with these cases?
Yeah, it's not a happy court. It's a sad court. And when you're dealing with people, you know, you only have so many tools in your toolbox, the law, and but you have to have compassion for these people. I allow everybody to come in front of me, and that's why it's going to take a long period of time, is to allow them to be heard and tell me what their problems are, okay, things of that nature. There's different issues that come before them. You know, a lot of these people are single-income persons, okay, single-parent homes, okay, multiple amount of issues that they may have. They have children that they have to support, and they don't have, no one have sat down with them, worked out a budget, and discussed, this is what you have to do. You know, they don't come with life planners, okay,
right.
Most of these people. And what you try to do is explain it to them, and this mediation program, I think, is going to help with that, and to at least have a discussion and say, look, you owe the money, but let's work out a plan. If we can get you the rental assistance, let's get the rental assistance. But if you can't, let's work out a payment plan. But you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared because down the road, the landlord's going to say, I have a right to have my property back.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that we often like picture the landlord as some monopoly man wearing hat guy who owns all these properties. I mean, a lot of landlords, it's just their one extra property. They use it as a source of income. They have to pay the mortgage on it.
Right.
And so they're not heartless individuals for the most part either.
Right. Some of these people haven't been paid for over a year, year and a half, okay? And this is probably, you know, some of these persons have, landlords have, this, it was their income for their retirement, so to speak. So there has been, this has affected everybody, this moratorium. And it's unfortunate. I understand why it is here and what we have to do to be for public safety. But everyone has been affected by this.
I want to get the number out that you handed me on the sheet for Eviction Help Illinois.
Sure.
To find out if you're eligible for free legal help, call 855-631-0811. 855-631-0811. Iridia, maybe we can put this on the website as well. And Eviction Help, or Eviction Help, yeah, that's evictionhelpillinois.org is the website. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are suffering right now. At least if you can, find out if you can get some free legal help, someone to navigate those waters. The mediation is a great option as well. And then, of course, the DuPage County Intake and Referral and the Catholic Charities. We'll get all this information on our website, WGNradio.com.
And I think the Illinois rental program would be most important, too, for people. The Illinois Department of Human Services, that handles that also.
IHDA.org. Judge McCluskey, thanks so much for joining us. I hope you'll come on again, okay?
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
We appreciate that. Plenty more coming up on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. But for now, time for the news on WGN.